ISOFAM. Thanks for coming back for another episode of Angel Radio with me, O'Neill Weich. Angel Radio, episode 9. I want to give a shout out to all of my beloveds and all of my soul fam. Thank you all for always showing me support, getting new listeners. Thanks so much for coming along for the ride. Again, this is Angel Radio with me, O'Neill Weich. Episode 8. Episode 9. And the number we're going to talk about today is angel number 999. What a coincidence. Episode 9, angel number 999. So let's just jump right into this magical number, because I know a lot of you out there have seen this number reoccurring in your life numerous times out of the day, doing the most mundane things. Some people that I know have asked me about this number, and I am going to share this information with you. All right. So get to work, light worker. The world needs your divine purpose right now. Get to work, light worker. The world needs your divine life purpose right now. Fully embark upon your sacred mission without delay or hesitation. Angel number 999 goes on to say, an important phase in your life is coming to a close, and or an important phase or cycle is ending. Become the best, most powerful version of yourself you can. You're heading to the next level. Pay more attention to beginnings than endings. Focus your energy on progressing to the next level or next cycle of your life. You're ready to make a transition for new beginnings. The strong urge you feel is destiny trying to steer you in the right course. Trust that the universe is in the process of directing you to the right path that was designed just for your life mission. Focus and pursue only on what you truly want, and you will find everything you seek. Release control and accept the universe as a better plan for you. Accept the reality of what's actually in front of you instead of trying to force it into something else. So that's a really important message about releasing control and allowing and accepting the universe's help. And understand that the universe has a better plan for you. Also, a really difficult thing to do on this path of moving into a new phase of your life is accepting reality and accepting what is actually in front of you and being in the present moment. I know at times we can be in our heads, in our imagination, in our own fantasy world of endless possibilities. But it's important to open your eyes, all of them, and see what's actually happening in your life right in front of you, the people that surround you, who you're associated with, the jobs that you have, and because these are mirror images of yourself. The people that you're seeing, if they're frustrating you, causing tension, just be, you know, aware of these things. So, release control and accept the universe has a better plan for you. Let the strength of the universe guide you in the right direction. So it's important to keep in mind the universe is on your side. Guardian angels, your spirit guides, the archangels are all here to help you manifest your life purpose and guide you along this your life path. Angel number 999 goes on to to portray being in service to something bigger than yourself. It's so important to share your knowledge and your experience with the newcomers in life or people that need this guidance or this information. The sole meaning of life is to serve humanity. The power of forgiveness can change your future. It's important to forgive in order to break free from the karmic cycle of resentment. Express who you were born to be. When you see angel number 999, it can mean you're ready to express your life, your true self, and speak the language of your soul. This creative process is mediation in action, where you act on new ideas to co-create with the universe. You earn the opportunity to be a shining light when you express your truest self. You become a leader the moment you put yourself out there. When you transform your unique trait into your mission, your special talent will find its way to the specific people who are waiting for it. So remember, there is always room for improvement. So just start with what you have and refine it along the way. Angel number 999 is not only full of nines, but also reduces to the number 9. As 9 plus 9 plus 9 will equal 27, which further reduces to 9, the single number 9. So the angel number 9 is a number of completion and endings. But of course, endings are also beginnings. It is also linked with the internal energy and introspection. So during this time, it may be great to just stop everything that you're doing, all distractions, go to a quiet place, meditate, and be in a space of introspect, you know, going back and kind of thinking about all the choices and decisions you have made in this previous cycle that is ending or has ended. And take your time and be patient with this process before you emerge onto this new phase of life, this new cycle that's beginning. It refers to both our innate moral compass and our inner journey to discover more about who we are and our role in the universe. Angel number 999 also appears when you are at a pivotal point in your life where you need to choose a new direction. And this number suggests that we look inside ourselves for the guidance that we need. So like I was saying earlier, remember that there's always room for improvement. So just start with what you have and refine it along the way. And you will receive the guidance from your spirit guides, your guardian angels, archangels, and the divine source. Seeing angel number 999 is a reminder that you are living your vision of life and your purpose is to express your unique creativity to make this world a better place for all. With imagination, action brings your ideas to life and it all begins with your intentions. So make sure you have good intentions. Make sure that if you're seeing angel number 999 or any sequence with nines in it, a 9, 99, 919, 911, 91, any sequence with 9, there is a door closing and another door opening, new opportunities. But this deals with light workers. This is a call for all light workers to follow your destined life purpose, your destined life mission, which is to serve humanity. Be in service to something bigger than yourself. The sole meaning of angel number 999 is to serve humanity. So keep that in mind. The power of forgiveness changes your future. So if you're holding any grudges, holding on to any type of resentment with anyone, it's important to investigate those emotions and reach out to whomever you have this negative energy, someone that's holding you back. It's important to follow with forgiveness, and you will be then released from it. Angel number 999 also expresses your truth is the greatest art form, the masterpiece of your life, because you're the only one who can do it. So these are really encouraging messages from our angels for 999. So if you are seeing the reoccurrence of the number pattern 999, this is a very encouraging sighting number. It can be a scary number for those that do not like change, like myself. Change can be scary, but it's important, and what works for me is kind of taking my time and looking to the past. So introspection, as I was saying earlier, it works for me to take a moment and just do a flashback of all the things that I've done, and how I could use the experience and the knowledge and these whatever type of good or bad situations, and these lessons that I've learned, how can I then transform them into wisdom on this next path? And wisdom meaning knowing the direction to take if you've seen this particular situation happen in the past. You know, after several attempts of trying that same path with the angel number 999 energy, you'll be able to then take a new path or try something different. So reasons you might be seeing angel number 999 is, as I was saying earlier, this is a moment of transformation, right? Seeing the number encourages us to make the difficult decision that lie before us. It suggests that we abandon the need to hang on to anything from that past and give ourselves permission to recreate our life completely. Look for opportunities to learn more about yourself. Angel number 999 can be revealed to us when we are ready to invest more of ourselves in our spiritual journey of self-discovery. That's what this number is all about. This number is all about getting to work as a light worker. Your life purpose is to serve humanity by using your natural talents and gifts. The world needs your divine life purpose right now. Fully embark upon your sacred mission without delay and hesitation. So, you know, as these doors are closing and new opportunities are opening up, be open-minded to these opportunities. Like I was saying earlier, certain opportunities are disguised in a different form that may not look enticing, but if you're open-minded, you can pinpoint something that excites you within this particular crossing paths with a particular person or the particular opportunity, right? So it suggests that we take advantage of these opportunities to learn more about the world and ourselves. So go traveling, take up meditation, invest time in learning something new. We have reached a point where we want to know more. So we will likely get more out of these experiences than we expect. So be open-minded. Remember that failure is a state of mind. Sometimes when things are not going our way, this angel number 999 repeats itself. It starts reoccurring in our lives to remind us that failure is only a state of mind. You only fail when you stop trying. If you persevere, you just have not have succeeded yet, you know? So it's important to continue to persevere. This doesn't mean that things are over for you or it's not going to work or you're unlucky. It's just that your time is not right now. The universe, the divine source, has everything planned in its destined time. Your unique destined time, you know. So be careful with what you expose yourself around, because you can get wrapped up in someone else's life. Believe me, I have done that many times, you know, and I fall off track. But luckily, you know, with these reoccurring angel numbers, my angels are very present and they remind me to snap out of it and get back on my mission. What's interesting about the 999 angel number 999 is that it's similar to the meaning of 818. And I was just doing a reading about 888 angel number, and I was saying about, you know, if you see any particular sequence of a single number, it still has the same or similar meaning, or is attached to the same meaning of if it is amplified into 88 or 888. So it goes on to say that angel number 999 is similar to 818. It suggests that we do not let a recent closed door or setback be an ending, and that we do not abandon our goals. Take failure as a challenge and learn and improve. Take rejection as suggestion that you find another path to your goal. So there is not just one way to get to your goals or any type of goal or any type of desire. There is many, many avenues to take, many roadmaps or directions to take. So do not be limited to one particular set path of way to get to your happiness or harmony or peace in your life or success in your life. Be open to being innovative and creative in how you maneuver through this maze that we call life, this paradox, the matrix. So keep in mind that, you know, just taking failure as a challenge and learn, improve, and you become more wise. Angel number 999 goes on to mention using your current success to propel yourself forward. Sometimes success can be bittersweet. We are full of pride and a sense of accomplishment, but when we have been working towards something for a long time, that goal becomes part of who we are. Achieving it can also leave us with a feeling of emptiness. Angel number 999 can appear to tell us not to spend too much time celebrating our successes, as it may leave us stagnant. Like the angel number 1818, it says, do not wait to set your new goals. Use your momentum and sense of achievement as a springboard for your next accomplishment. Set new, big, scary, seemingly impossible goals. All right, so if you see it, angel number 999 is literally telling you to jump off the cliff. Let's just jump on off, and you will, wings will appear before you hit the bottom. I believe that. Angel number 999 ends with a message, an encouraging message of trusting your inner wisdom and allowing it to guide you. Often, it is hard to know what the right thing to do is. There are so many factors to consider, and we can be tempted to try and look at things from every angle and consult with as many people or friends or mentors or people that we trust as possible to get, you know, their opinion on how to move forward or how to maneuver. While this can be a useful exercise, it can also lead to procrastination and make the decision more difficult as, you know, you try to accommodate every factor. So keep the advice to a minimum, or the amount of people that you're telling or, you know, expressing these things to, keep it to a minimum, because, you know, you already have a lot of, well, I know I do. I have a lot of voices in my head, you know, making decisions or clouding my judgment. So, you know, if you have these voices or you, you know, are going on, and you also have in the outer world, other people's opinions on what you should be doing, it can become confusing and it just overwhelming to the point where you just stop because you just don't want to even think about it anymore because it's just so exhausting. So keep opinions, thoughts on the outside to a minimum and try to hone in on your inner wisdom and intuition to guide you to, you know, ultimately making that decision that you need to make in your life. Angel number 999 can give us the message that it's time to stop weighing down our options and make a decision. So, hence procrastination, being quick on your toes, quick thinker, trusting intuition. So it's really all wrapped up into trusting yourself and your intuition, which will in turn help you make quick decisions, you know, without having to consult outside people, outside sources to then filter it. And then, you know, the opportunity may have passed by then. So it's really important to trust your intuition during this time, or in any time of uncertainty or any time of triumph. So yeah, this number is very, very encouraging. And I would like to share some keynotes for angel number 999 with you. So when you see it, you can remember these keywords. That will be easier for you to remember the meanings and the essence behind these numbers. So 999 keywords: beginnings, choices, completion, direction, endings, introspection, and solitude. So what do you do the next time you see angel number 999? First, notice that this is a good sign. It's an encouraging message, as it means that your perception is open to the more hidden parts of the universe. But just as noticing angel numbers is not straightforward, neither is determining their specific meaning for you. Each number carries a complex message that you need to apply to your own challenges. To help, take note of what you were doing or thinking when you saw the numbers. Angel numbers will always appear when the thing that relate to it is in front of us in some type of way. Use this as a starting point for understanding your messages. So, thank you, SoFam, for coming along for the ride. We discuss angel number 999. As always, I like to shout out my trusted sources. So for today, my trusted sources is numerologysign.com, Dorian Virtue, Numerology Goddess, sunsigns.org, and trustedpsychicmediums.com. Sending love and light to all of my beloveds and my soul fam for all of y'all support. Any new listeners, thank you. I'm grateful. If you're seeing any reoccurrence or any type of number sequence, you can DM me on Instagram at Angel Radio Podcast. Thank you. Sending love and light. And till next time.